Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is a Friday. Feels all right, even though we're all coronavirused out, but it's going to be a while. But is there a reason, Solana, that you're playing Al Jarreau?
This is a banger, man.
I agree. I'm just curious. I don't recall you normally playing Al Jarreau on this show.
I like to play variety. All right. My music interests span all across the globe, and Al Jarreau just happens to be in that playlist.
All right, there you go.
Quarantine is getting Solana culture.
I don't know. I think he just got caught up in the air because I don't think he knows who Al Jarreau is. And I think if I put a picture of Al Jarreau and Ted Bundy and Al Bundy, I don't think he could pick which one is Al Jarreau.
I mean, it's that's not Jarreau. You're doing it with a hard J. It's Jarreau.
I'm sorry. Jarreau. That's just my guess. We've had some fun talking to former athletes and friends of the program and just checking in on people and whatnot. And we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Pat Surtain was a three-time Pro Bowl cornerback for our Miami Dolphins. And as we mentioned when we started the show today, he was part of the Sam and Pat cornerback tandem that Dolphins fans remember so fondly. And there's this notion that the Dolphins set of cornerbacks right now with Xavier Howard and Byron Jones might be the next Sam and Pat, although Crowder earlier in the show maybe threw a little cold water on that.
Sam and Pat's numbers were a little better, but we'll talk about it.
But I think their contract numbers, I think Xavier and Byron may have better contract numbers, but that's just the way the league is going.
I know Pat is hot about these contracts.
Pat Surtain, of course, very successful high school football coach at American Heritage right now. He's joining us. Hello, Pat.
Yo, what's going on, man?
How when you see those contract numbers, when you see like a Byron Jones contract number to play cornerback, not that you did poorly in your time. I want to get it straight. I mean, Pat did just fine, but numbers that get thrown around nowadays, that's got to make your mouth water.
Oh, man, yeah. When you're comparing, seven and a half a year to 15 a year, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference. I'm guessing you get asked this all the time since the Dolphins signed Byron Jones. Can Xavier Howard and Byron Jones be the next Sam Madison and Pat Surtain?
Man, they have a long ways to go, man. It's because we did it over a 6 to 7 year period, you know, consistent each and every year, and the numbers speak for themselves. You know, I don't know if you can find two guys in the league over that period of time that had the numbers that me and Sam put up, along with the Pro Bowls and the first team All Pros and the passing top five passing defenses and all that other stuff. It was just we didn't match up. I played left, Sam played right. Third down situations, I went in the slot. We brought another guy in. So we did our own way, man. And these two guys are really, really talented, but they have to prove themselves over a period of time.
And Pat, you know about the you talked about the numbers, and you and Sam's numbers were stupid, bro. But I was looking at Byron Jones, and one of his criticisms is his interception totals. 5 years, bro, over 70 starts, and he has 2 interceptions. In your first 5 years, you didn't even start your first year, and then you went to ball, and you had 18 in your first 5 years. He had 2 in his first 5 years. As a quarterback, how do you justify a guy getting 2 interceptions in 5 years?
Man, that's tough because you can say that, you know, if you play press coverage, you're not apt to get interceptions. But on the contrary, we did it. We played press and we still got picks. So it can kind of speak to the guy's ball skills or guys staying away from him. But I don't know if that's the case. I really haven't broke him down that much to see. You know, it seemed like when he was coming out, he was an athletic freak, and he had all the skills and intangibles to be one of the best corners. But like you said, man, 2 picks and over 70 starts, that's not taking the game over, and that's not, you know, making a big enough difference, you know, on the defensive side of the ball.
It doesn't put you on the road to being the next Sam and Pat. But we'll see. We're excited. We're excited about the free agent signings, Byron Jones being one of them. I have to ask you, Dolphins fan, Pat Sertan is with us. Do you give the sigh of relief that Tom Brady is no longer in the division? Does it just open things up finally?
It does, man. With the guy won, 18 straight division titles, which is insane. And even though Tom he's gone to Tampa, I don't think that you can just poo-poo at New England. Their culture and their system, man, I think they can plug a guy in. Of course, they're not going to be as good as if Tom Brady was there, but they're still going to be formidable. And I still think, you know, they earned it over the 15 or 20 years that they've been dominating. I still think they're going to be the favorite in AFC East, you know, until somebody else comes and prove otherwise.
And Pat, with Brady, and a story came out last week that the GM of Buccaneers were on Get Up and was telling him that Brady called the Bucs and was kind of selling himself and explaining to the Bucs how great he would be as a Buccaneer. That was surprising to me. Like, was it surprising to you that Brady was so gung-ho about leaving a place that he went to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 championships with? He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, man. I think he wanted – I know there's been a lot of talk about – whether whether it was him or Belichick, and who had the most influence over those Super Bowl, you know, championships or what have you. And I think he was just wanted a fresh start, man. You know, after 20 years, he was hearing, you know, talk that he was in a tank. His skills were eroding. You know, he wasn't even a top 10 quarterback, and he wanted to go to a place where, like, okay, give me some weapons, and I'm gonna show you otherwise. Of course, he has Mike Evans and Godwin and the 2 tight ends. So I don't think, just looking at it, I don't think he's lost any velocity on his ball. I think he can still make all the throws. And I think you're going to see the Tom Brady of probably not the 50 touchdown year, but he's going to be 30 to 40 touchdowns, and he's going to show that he's still one of the top quarterbacks in this league.
Pat Sertan is with us. And we're looking now for the next Tom Brady, right? Everyone in the AFC East is looking for the next Tom Brady. And maybe Tua Tagovailoa is that guy. And if I'm correct, your son plays for Alabama. I'm guessing you've watched Tua Tagovailoa. Is that guy, from what you've seen on a college football field, is Tua Tagovailoa a guy who can be a long-term star in the NFL?
Oh, man, I watched a lot of college football over the years, and, you know, it may sound a little biased, but I had, you know, I was up front and close and actually watched this guy for 2 years, man. And I'm going to tell you this, he's special. I saw him in high school at the Nike opening, and he won the MVP there, and I was like, who is this guy? I really didn't know who he was, you know, from him coming from Hawaii, but I saw a guy who can make all the throws and is a critical thinker, get rid of the ball fast, and can make all the decisions. And then just seeing him in college, man, those 2 years, he's a special, special talent. And, you know, the biggest worry is going to be his hip. But I think, you know, he's put out some videos and everything.
Did we lose Pat there?
We may have. Let me get one.
Hello?
Yeah, oh, we lost you for a second. And we're both broadcasting from our homes, so we don't know if our signal's gone down. It's like, it's just mass confusion.
No, but like I was saying, man, he's a special talent. I think at the fifth pick, if he's still there, the Dolphins have to take that guy. I think he's a once-in-a-generation quarterback. And if he was healthy, you know, it would be no question. And obviously, they have to do their due diligence in that aspect to make sure that he's healthy. But if all those things check out, man, I think you take two at five.
And, Pat, if he never gets hurt, he's going over Joe Burrow. You believe that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Because if you think about it, he was hurt. You know, he came back in the LSU game. He was still hurt. And then that Mississippi State game, you know, obviously when he fractured his hip. But, man, he missed about three or four games that year. But if that guy's healthy and he's in the right situation, man, he's a game changer. He's a quarterback that you can plug and play and have that guy for 10-plus years.
Pat Surtain is with us, and obviously that's what the Dolphins are looking for. That's what Dolphins fans are looking for, is you want that quarterback that can be with you for the long term and be elite at what he does. Let's say that they think someone's going to trade up, maybe the Chargers, and take him. Would you trade up? Would you give up some of your draft picks to go from the number 5 pick to the number 3 pick? Like, do you set your sights on Tua Tagovailoa if you're the Dolphins and go get him no matter what the cost?
Oh, I think they've done – you know, such a great job in free agency, you know, before the draft, that I think you have to. You know, it's a quarterback-driven league, and if you don't have that guy, you know, you're going to be struggling, you know, for many years. And you look at the teams over the years, you know, who's gotten that quarterback, those are the guys who's been, you know, winning and been in Super Bowls. And it seemed like the younger quarterback, the quarterback who's coming out of college now, is more ready, you know, for the NFL game than ever before. So, you know, with what they've done in free agency, they got what they wanted to get, and with a cornerback and the D lineman, they got Kyle Van Noy at the linebacker position, offensive line. You can still address that in the draft, but if you need to move up and get that franchise changing quarterback, you know, just say they have to go up to number 3. I think you do whatever it takes to get them, because you know you never know when that guy's going to come around again. Obviously, next year with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, but I think Tua is a once-in-a-generation quarterback that you do everything you know in your power to get him.
And, Pat, they were lining up for this year. They had, you know, $100 million in the salary cap. They spent, you know, 70 so far. They still got about 30, 14 draft picks, Pat. They were trying to get in this situation. They're going to have 12 more next year. Brian Flores, you being a state championship head coach, you being nationally ranked head coach, Pat, is Flores the guy to lead this team to where everybody wants, lead this team to deep playoff runs in the future?
I think he is, man. I think he is. You know, obviously he comes from under that Belichick tree, and he's bringing a no-nonsense approach to the Dolphins, man. And, you know, he's building things his way. He's bringing his own culture to the Miami Dolphins. And I think you saw it with last year's team. You know, a whole bunch of no-name guys, man, but those guys played hard. They won some games that they shouldn't have won. And now he's put himself in position, you know, with the cap space and all the draft picks to make a difference. And he's made a difference so far in free agency. Now let's see what he do in the draft. But I think, you know, give him 1-2 years, and I think the Dolphins should be competing for division championships and getting the playoffs and making some noise. You know, the defensive side of the ball, I think that they're pretty strong. And when you have two cornerbacks, you know, the caliber of those guys are the caliber that we think those guys are going to be, it allows you to do so many things on the defensive side of the ball. And I think you see it with New England, with Stephon Gilmore and the other guy they have on the other side. It allows that defense to be so multiple. And I think his defensive mindset and his knowing of the game's done a lot of those guys to do some different things. Now you just got to get that quarterback, and we've seen glimpses of, you know, Devontae Parker on the outside finally coming to his own. We have a running back. Maybe we take another one in this year's draft. I know Swift was the guy that came up. So we have all of the building blocks, you know, in place. We just got to make the right decisions, man, and see what happens.
Long NFL career, Pat Surtain, many of those years, the Pro Bowl years here in Miami with the Dolphins. And now, as Crowder mentioned, he is a head coach at American Heritage, very successful over there. What are you doing around this crazy time with the coronavirus pandemic? Are you keeping in contact with your players? I guess most importantly, are you keeping in contact with Rondé? Are you keeping him on lockdown? He's got to be a loose cannon.
Yeah, he is, man. He pops up at the house and get him, you know, a free meal every once in a while. You know how he do it. But as Channing can tell you, man, in South Florida, you got to keep in touch with your players because it's a free-for-all. And there's no boundaries or what these coaches do, man. These coaches go after kids like no other. So you have to keep in touch with them and let them know that you care because they'll leave you in a minute. They'll leave you in a minute. So that's what we're doing right now, man, just making sure those guys are you know, getting their schoolwork with the virtual school we got going on, you know, popping in and out of their classes, see that they're doing their work. And for the most part, man, it's been good. But obviously, you know, football is secondary right now as we're dealing with this global pandemic, man. And just hoping that everybody stays safe, you know, checking on the kids and their families, my coaching staff and just everybody, man. And you know, whenever this football thing come back, it is what it is. But we have to focus on something bigger right now.
And, Pat, and you're 100% right, bro. Football is secondary. But like you said, you're a championship head coach. This is my third year coaching. Like, we're missing out on so much without spring, so much learning, man, so much young player development. Do you think this is going to bleed into the season if it does start on time where it isn't going to be a high quality of football early on because we're missing spring, we're missing summer workouts, we're missing so much learning and teaching opportunities?
I think it is, man. And not only that, Channing, I think as far as the recruiting situation goes, you know, spring football down here, man, is huge. And so many college coaches flock up on South Florida to see the kind of talent we have. And for those guys that were borderline, you know, they don't get that spring to prove themselves again to ultimately get that college scholarship. So I think it's going to hurt in that aspect. And now kids can't get on campus, you know, and see the campuses. Now with this early signing day, it's going to hurt a bunch of kids, man. And like you said, the quality of football, not having spring, not knowing that we can have off-season conditioning. You know, as a staff, we're trying to do virtual meetings with the kids to get our playbook and everything down. But even that's a stretch because, you know, with most of these kids, man, you got to get on the field and actually show them. So, you know, just say this thing goes on for a couple of more months or on into August, September, who knows? You know, I think it's definitely going to hurt football. And I've even heard things where, you know, they might cut it down to an 8-game season. But nobody knows how it's going to go down. You know, we're just trying our best to beat this thing and do what we can to stay safe in these situations.
Most importantly, Pat Surtain is with us. Have you spent any time during this downtime watching Tiger King?
Oh, man. I actually watched all 7 episodes in one night.
So did I. I couldn't stop watching.
I couldn't stop. After the first episode, I was like, okay, man, what is this about? Then the second episode, it started getting good. Then from the third episode on, man, it's classic television. Classic. And I think I might watch it 2 or 3 more times while I'm quarantining. Man, that thing right there is something special.
Hey, man, I might got to holler at Carol Baskin. I think she got $18 million from her husband.
No, you don't want to mess with Carol Baskin, though.
Yeah, don't mess with Carol, dog. She'll feed you to one of them tigers.
What'd she say? Sardine oil. All you got to do is put sardine oil on them.
Yeah, you'll end up tiger
I never know they had such a clique or a call of people that were that crazy. And Tiger King brings it all out. I didn't know existed.
There was not one person in the big cat world that wasn't bizarre, right? Like, there was nobody that was just a normal dude.
Man, but it's awesome TV, man. I recommend everybody go see it. It's like I say, I'm going to go watch it again.
Yeah, it is. It was really fun. Tiger King on Netflix. Pat Surtain, one of the all-time Miami Dolphins greats, and certainly establishing himself as one of the better high school football coaches around, and who knows where that will lead. We know our friend Sam Madison, his old counterpart in the secondary there is now a Super Bowl winning coach, part of the Kansas City Chiefs staff. So pretty exciting. Pat Surtain, thank you for making time for us, Pat. Stay safe during this crazy time.
Appreciate you having me, guys. Y'all stay safe as well.
There you go. Pat Surtain, one of the all-time greats for the Miami Dolphins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.